So I'm joined by Sue Cressman, who was interviewed by Lara a number of times on the Lara on Sunday programme. And we've spoken before as well, Sue. So hello, thank you for joining us on the programme. So what are your sort of memories of Lara then, Sue?
John, I can honestly tell you, when I first spoke to Lara, she instantly made me at ease. And I knew I'd got a friend immediately. We had a common denominator. We set to laugh, and she was just a calming interviewer as well. Yeah. I had a song that I wanted to promote at that time. And as soon as she heard it, she loved it and gave me so much encouragement. And I think one thing I will never forget about the lovely Lara was the fact that she would be genuinely and honestly interested in you as a person. Mm. And I will never forget how that made me feel. And I think we've lost someone in Lara that was a very special lady. I will never forget her kindness. I will never forget her charm. And to share with me just a few little things about the cat, about you. Yeah. She was a lovely lady, and I am so pleased that she was in my life and I could call her my friend.
Yes, and even though you never actually met, you still had that connection. And you know, a lot of people that Lara's interviewed in the past have sort of said, you know, that they put you at ease and makes it sort of, I mean, I suppose for some people doing a radio interview can be quite a stressful experience. And Lara's very conscious of that and made sure everyone was very comfortable and made sure that it was, you know, run as smoothly as it could. And I think that in turn led to just amazing conversations being broadcast on the radio.
Indeed it was. And you know, when you were doing a broadcast with Lara, as it is with you, John, I have to say that you're just talking to one another, although there are lots and lots of people listening in, and you forget that if you've got a very calm interviewer, and that's the perfect thing.
Yes, exactly. And you know, I think as well, Lara, she's always I don't think she sort of knew how talented she was as a broadcaster. She was always, you know, she'll record something and then she'll listen back to it. Oh, I don't like that. You know, let's do it again. It's like, that's perfect. You know, so she wasn't, and I think that was a quite a unique quality as well, Sue. That's like that she wasn't kind of, there was no arrogancy or anything like that. She was, you know, she was treating everyone the way she wanted to be treated herself, you know.
Indeed. And I, for one, as I said, Lara was one of the first to interview me about the song that we'd produced. And yeah, it was strange. But since then, I have had the experience where I felt a bit uneasy. She definitely had that wonderful gift and a tragic, tragic loss.
Yes. And it, for me, you know, just kind of opens my mind to how serious COVID is, because, you know, maybe, you know, a lot of people not taking it as seriously as they should do. And until you lose someone close to you, like I have with Lara, you just think it's something that happens to somebody else, you know, but this is a serious thing, isn't it, this COVID?
Well, it certainly is. And I, for one, because of my health issues, I was on the critically vulnerable list, and I had the vaccine a week ago. I tell you, John, it was like getting £1 million in my hand, because this has got to be the saviour of us all. And I just only wish that Lara had been at the front line of getting that inoculation, because it would have helped her so much.
Yes. And absolutely a great loss. And I was aware, you know, it wasn't just about her doing an interview and then that's it. You kind of built that relationship and you were sort of, you know, chatting to each other on social media and stuff like that. And you stayed in touch, which was, a really special thing.
Yeah, we stayed in touch to the point where when my second actual song came out, which was a dance mix, she wanted to be the first to put it out on the air. And yes, of course, because she was so encouraging me to do it. I was happy for her to do that, and she was the first person, and I think, John, you were probably the second
okay.
to play it on air.
You go, there you go. What a privilege. And you know, I think with Lara as well, whether she was interviewing just somebody, you know, local or even a big celebrity, she's had a few, she interviewed a few big celebrities in her time on Radio Woking, and you know, whoever she was interviewing, she always approached it with that same kind of friendly and putting people at ease and trying to get the best sort of interview, and people, you know, warmed to her, and she was just such a talented person on the radio.
Yeah, I can agree with you entirely, and it's sadly missed. She'll certainly remain in my heart as a good pal. Although we never met, you don't have to meet someone to know them, in my case, most definitely. And yeah, she was a warm human being, a lovely, lovely, lovely lady.
Thank you for such a lovely tribute as well. And I just feel a lot looking down with a smile on her face, thinking, yeah, we're talking about her. But, you know, all in a good way, definitely full of positives.
Absolutely.
Bringing a lot of positivity to everyone's lives.
Indeed, she did.